The story is told of a little girl and her mom discussing the morning Sunday school class. The child told her mom that they talked about Jesus going up to heaven and that he is now sitting beside God. As they continued to look at the Sunday school paper, the mother noticed a picture of a rainbow. She said, "Look at that beautiful rainbow that God painted for us." The little girl replied, "And just think, Mommy, God did it all with his left hand." The mother replied, "What do you mean? Can't God use both his hands?" The girl stated, "Of course not, Mom. My Sunday school teacher said that Jesus is sitting on his right hand."
Right.
Well, we know that God doesn't have to use his hands to do anything. All he uses is his words. He says a word and it comes to be, brings to existence everything meant in that word. And as we just read, the Lord created the world in 6 days and rested on the seventh. On the eighth day, he started to answer complaints.
Right.
Well, not exactly. For if there were any complaints, it wasn't us humans making them. But there may well have been complaints murmuring among the rebellious angels. For after some time had passed, humanity had become numerous. Forgive me if you've heard this before, but with all that in mind, a surgeon, an engineer, and a politician were debating which of their professions was the oldest. The surgeon said, "Eve was made from Adam's rib, and that, of course, was a surgical procedure. Obviously, surgery is the oldest profession." The engineer countered with, "Yes, but before that, order was created out of chaos, and that most certainly was an engineering job." The politician smiled and said triumphantly, "Aha! And just who do you think created the chaos?" Well, that was 3 jokes in a row. But why? Because they all touch on some fundamental and profound truths. This last one implies there was chaos before there was order. Of course, the politician's answer is ridiculous because there were no humans, let alone politicians, on the earth at this point in time. However, as the Bible clearly states, there was chaos. Really? The New Living Translation we normally read from says in Genesis 1, 2, "The earth was formless and empty, and darkness covered the deep waters, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the surface of the waters." That phrase, "formless and empty," tries to translate the original Hebrew. But compare that with how the Tree of Life version, a quite new translation aimed at Messianic Jewish Christians who know quite a bit of or even speak Hebrew, renders the same verse. "Now the earth was chaos and waste. Darkness was on the surface of the deep, and the Ruach Elohim was hovering over the surface of the water." The Ruach Elohim is the Hebrew term left untranslated, as the meaning is already understood by Jews. It means the Spirit, the breath of God. Some scholars at this point ask the question, if God had just made the earth, why was it not already perfect? Why was it in any way empty, void, or worse, chaotic? Well, that is what the original Hebrew indicates. To minimize the seeming contradiction between the perfectness of God and the seeming imperfectness of the earth at this stage, when God has to bring order to the chaos, most Bible translations soften the Hebrew from chaos and waste to empty, void, formless, etc. But if the earth at this point is, as Genesis 1, 2 describes, truly chaotic, if it is a waste, what could that mean? If something is wasted, not a person being drunk out of their skull, but a landscape, what would we think of? Would not Hiroshima just after the atomic bomb fell be described as a wasteland? Was it not wasted? If all that is so, if the earth, sometime after the initial creation of the heavens and the earth, is now in a state of chaos and waste, empty and void, what might that indicate? After all, we know from many other biblical passages that the heavens and the earth, as it presently exists, were not created at the same time. For we're told that the fallen angels had fallen long before Adam and Eve were created. How else could the serpent have been indwelt with the devil to deceive them in the Garden of Eden, since God definitely did not create evil spirits, and never did? Everything, absolutely everything God created was good and perfect. Beings corrupted themselves as time passed. The Bible doesn't record every single detail of every event, and certainly not of every personage found within its pages. If it did, no one could carry such an enormous book. Why, the book would be as big as the earth itself, probably, or bigger. And because of that, I'm sure you can recall the many places where the Bible refers the reader to other books for further details. Remember the many references to the Book of the Kings of Judah and Israel? Other often cited well-known books include the Book of Jasher, cited 3 times, and the Book of Enoch, cited 7 times in the New Testament. In total, there are at least 31 other books referenced in the Bible, many of which have been lost to time. But in the providence of God, they're being discovered in our own day, almost entirely from among the Dead Sea Scrolls, only a fraction of which have so far been thoroughly researched. As should be expected, these other books fill in many details that the Bible itself has to leave out. And those other books aren't Holy Scripture, nevertheless, they do help us understand the Bible itself. But people need to be students of the Bible to even benefit from them. Surveys show that the vast majority of American Christians rarely read the Bible for themselves, with the only readings they're exposed to being what they hear at church on Sunday mornings. This is an absolute travesty. Is it just too much trouble for most people to be disciplined enough to take time out of each day to not only pray, but to read and study portions of the Bible? And that in the face of the complete and total sacrifice of our Lord Jesus in Gethsemane and then hanging, dying in excruciating pain on the cross? But we are now in the end times. God knows that we've been napping through the centuries long enough. The end is upon us, and if we, the church, are to fulfill our duty as Christ Jesus' dutiful, beloved bride, are we not bounden to serve him and prepare this world for his imminent return? Why else would he give us the Great Commission at the end of Matthew and Luke? Why else did he tell his disciples then and us now that once we receive Holy Spirit's power, then we're to be his witnesses in Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth? Over the centuries, millennia, we've lost so much of the context of what God's written word, the Bible, is telling us. This is why God arranged for the Dead Sea Scrolls to be discovered in 1946, so that we can relearn the fuller context of the world in which we live, of the why of Christ Jesus coming to earth, the what he accomplished then, and our role in preparing for his return to bring to completion the restoration, the reordering of, the setting back into order of the heavens and the earth. Because we know there was a long period of time between God's creating of the heavens and the earth and the recreation of the flora and fauna of our current earth, including you and me, it helps us to know what happened during that interim. And these other books, particularly Jasher and Enoch, as well as the ancient commentaries of the earliest translations of the original Hebrew into Aramaic and Syriac explain what so many verses in the Old Testament, Genesis in particular, are referring to. In brief, while heaven itself remains in perfect peace, the realms below heaven, including the earth, have been in a prolonged state of war. The rebellious angels led by the devil and their despicable acts on earth, even before we were created, and with humanity after God brought us forth, since then, were all designed to eliminate us from the picture so that they could once and for all usurp the authority given to us to have dominion over this planet and rule here in our place. All their plans have been thwarted by God multiple times. The most recent global one was the great flood of Noah's day. These extraterrestrial beings, most people today think they are aliens, have never stopped coming and going in their diabolical plot to exterminate us through the multiple means of genetic manipulation and the implementation of biotechnology such that we will cease being humans with free will and become subjects completely controlled by the alien scientist, savior, deity in chief, whom the Bible calls the Antichrist. Good people, we're at war. It's been going on all around us since before we were even born. We just weren't aware of it. But we can sleep no longer. That's why God has been uncovering the gigantic web of lies and deception that extends not just in corrupt politics, but to the galaxies and very heavens themselves. Are you prepared? How will you live if the power goes out? If store shelves are empty? If no water comes out of your faucets? Pray so you're prepared when our bridegroom calls us upward. Let us pray. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth to save and restore it and reorder it perfectly and to exalt us at the same time. Thank you, Lord. Help us to be your witnesses, to share with people who need to know this so they too can be saved. In your name we pray. Amen.